Brown lowers himself onto damp bleachers, sighing into the Louisiana heat. It's July 2019, and Carr's preseason training camp, held every summer on the campus of Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Louisiana, is a relentless, sweltering grind. Brown hates it. Shared dorm rooms, an almost round-the-clock itinerary, and gentlemen of Brown's heft tend to not sleep well on single beds with plastic mattresses. There's almost no airflow in the dorms, or even out here at John L. Guidry Stadium. This swamp-side campus about an hour southwest of New Orleans feels, right now, like the bluest corner of hell. But Brown knows these are the days that force a cluster of individuals to begin fusing into a team. Coaches use discomfort to their advantage, and it helps them identify strengths and weaknesses for the approaching season. Players begin emerging as leaders, and eventually everyone returns to New Orleans following this period of dramatic transformation. This is Brown's 14th camp. He can sense the weight of each one. "This might be my last year," he says. He drops his sun hat, a mangled nest of straw that looks to have survived a shark attack, onto the bleacher. "I can feel it." Brown says the kids aren't listening to him anymore. Neither are his assistant coaches. "They're stubborn and entitled," he says. Then again, Brown sounds like a man who's getting older as his surroundings remain static. He is less patient than he used to be, more wary at the constant flow of young people who come to him for wisdom, for guidance, for money. There's usually a few $100 folded in his duffel bag, but it never lasts. Players are always asking for a few bucks, and coaches sometimes ask for help paying their rent, bills, and child support. As much as Brown wants to, he can't say no any more than he can justify canceling or relocating training camp. It's fulfilling to be so useful, though it's also exhausting. In recent years, Brown has tried to outwit not only his players, but also himself, a way to freshen up the routine, keep it spicy. One of his favorite methods is to identify a mantra for the coming season. One year it was, "Owe yourself," which became a conversational catch-all. He'd constantly repeat it, partly because players on that team seemed to behave as if they were unworthy of success. Another year it was, "God bless you." These sayings have literal, perhaps even inspirational meanings. But Brown thinks it's hilarious to use them in unexpected ways. As aloha can mean both hello and goodbye, God bless you can mean anything from I'm bored with this conversation to happy Thanksgiving to fuck off. He hasn't yet come up with a mantra for the 2019 season, though it's on a Herculean to-do list for training camp. So for now, he's still using the one from last year. Know what the fucks. It's a classic, some of Brown's best work, and in its most accurate sense, it means that he longs to go one day or even 1 hour without something in his orbit making him say, "What the fuck?" He mutters, "Know what the fucks," when conversations peter out, when he's heading to a team meeting, when he's just sitting alone playing Toy Blast on his phone. He thinks it's great. Yes, Bryce Brown is a champion football coach, brilliant play caller, and skilled people manager. He's also a huge nerd. On the opposite end of the field, training camp's first practice is about to begin. Brown shakes his head because even player warm-ups are a mess. Stretches are supposed to be perfectly synchronized, but assistant coaches aren't paying attention and players are scattered. "Know what the fucks," Brown says under his breath. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees the team's medical trainer approaching.